if cops had rolled up on me in that moment, I'm in the bushes behind a KFC waiting for the guy to come out with a ski mask on. Is that enough? Is that far enough into the crime? Or can I be like, it's a costume?
It's a very lesser charge, if anything.
I mean, is that attempted robbery? If the cops show up right then, in that moment, I'm like, what? I'm hanging out in the bushes with a ski mask on.
Yeah, I don't know if there's conspiracy to rob a KFC.
Attempted you can rob on Halloween.
No, I don't think so it's even attempted at that point.
You're just in the bushes.
You're just hanging out.
I think you're going to get off. I think they will arrest you.
A ski mask is not illegal.
Cops
to wear a ski mask in a parking lot.
Cops roll and having to screw everybody. None of this is illegal. I am totally handy and I'm cold.
I'm just a chilly carpenter.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Ayo, God. This is alright, sup baby boys, it's your boy, Louis Shango, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, King of Things, coming at you like Cleopatra on a Monday morning, my favorite day of the week. Shout out to everyone on the West Coast watching live, 9 a.m, up nice and fucking early. Zach D'Amico's here.
How you doing, buddy?
Sup, kid?
Feeling good, man.
Feeling fucking great, doggy. I love Mondays. You know me on a Monday, dude. This is it. This is the first of the year, the first of the week, the first of everything in my mind, baby boy.
A lot of your exes love Mondays, too.
I do. I do a New Year's resolution every Monday.
Every Monday.
Not a new week's Monday. Resolution?
New Year, but it's a New Year's resolution. It's for that year.
In the vein of New Year's
No,
resolution.
It's for this next year. It will end on January 22nd next year. That's when that...
Oh, so it's just... It's 50-something, 52.
Every week, it's a new resolution. I'm constantly trying to better myself.
You got 52 resolutions a year.
52 resolutions. That's...
How big or small are we getting?
Massive.
What are they so far?
Massive. Today, my New Year's resolution for today, I want to make $10 million in the next year.
Boom. It won't.
That was...
That was hard.
Indicative of how my year is going to go. I want to put that out there. That fucking energy, it was a fucking just the... The ass end of an explosion. That's what I got, right? That's what I got. Welcome to the show. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Real Ass Podcast. We are live here on the Gas Digital Network. Shout out to everyone watching live. Love you guys. Racist Live Chat, one of the coolest communities in the world of podcasting. I'll tell you right now, all the subscribers, we don't fucking police these people. It's a fucking madhouse. But I was talking about this earlier today. There's some of the considering the fact that we don't really ban people and we don't really police them too much, they're not that bad. You would assume they would be way worse considering the fact that we just let them say whatever the fuck they want, you know? Let's see. Jose Villanueva says, I want to eat Chloe's ass.
Thanks, Jose.
Chloe LaBranche is on the show. What's up, Chloe? How you doing?
I'm good.
News for Women. Go check out her pod.
If I do it.
If she does it. And ladies and gentlemen, Andy Fury's back on the show.
Ew.
What's up, kid?
Nobody wants to...
No pod?
Get down on my...
Nobody wants to eat your ass.
No pod?
No. Nope, I'm podless right now.
Podless? Assless?
I don't know about assless. I think I got a nice...
How's your ass?
...dumper.
Is it okay?
Yeah, for a guy my
Chloe,
friend.
Can you feel Andy's ass and let us know how it is?
Get in there. It's
toit. Can you get a finger in there and then smell it? Let us know if he's clean today.
So good.
Nice.
Up your court low.
So good.
Me too.
We have a great show planned today. Let's get our fucking plugs out of the way. Let's just get them done. I have a big day of podcasting today. Chloe, what you plugging on? Obviously, check out News for Women if she decides to bring it back. But what else are you plugging on?
I'm going to be at good old Nick's Comedy Stop this coming weekend, 26th, 27th.
Hell yeah. Very cool. Go check out Chloe LaBranche. Nick's Comedy
Boston.
Stop. Andy Fury.
Just follow me on Instagram at Andy Fiore and then AndyFiore.com. I have a bunch of road dates coming up. In February, I'm with Tom Papa a lot, so hit up the website. Come out and say hi.
Very cool. Let's see. Stray Filth says, Andy Fury loves raping. Ryan Fox in the Racist Live Chat says, Chloe could queef on my dong. John Castle says, fuck you, Lewis. And,
what about Zach?
I'm not going to tell you what Return of the Spec says. He's saying some things. Zach and Mika, what you plugging on?
February 10th, I am in Waukesha, Wisconsin. And the following night, on the 11th, I am in Chicago at the Lodge. Because who booked a one-nighter on Super Bowl Sunday?
No.
Zach did.
Where? What town?
Chicago.
Lincoln Lodge.
All right.
I mean, I guess they don't have any rooting interests.
What day is the Super Bowl?
Sunday, the 11th.
Oh, February 11th.
Wow. Yes.
Wow. We gotta go see Zach. Come on, dude. Who fucking likes football? That's gay.
One nighter I gotta drive to.
I feel like your crowd's not a big football crowd.
We'll see.
Right?
Yeah.
Get out there for
They're all kid. Shaped like footballs. I feel like all of Zach's fans are shaped like Baby Stewie. That's the shape of their head. I don't know. Shut up, Zach. This weekend I will be in.
For more gems like that.
For more gems like that. I'll be in Key West, Florida. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, four nights. Nice. I think it's one show each night. I hope it's one show each night. I'll kill myself if there's more. Then February 9th and 10th, I'll be at Saratoga Springs. Poughkeepsie's coming up next month as well. Side Splitters, Tampa, Des Moines, Iowa, Providence, Comedy Connection, Red Bank, Royersford, Chicopee, Mass. All this stuff is happening. We're rolling, baby. The Mediocre Tour is fucking trucking and jiving, baby boy. Come out, grab those tickets. LewisofSkanks.com is the website. Subscribe to the new Gas Digital. Use that promo code RAP. Unlock thousands of hours of content that are not available anywhere else in the world. Plus, you get a bonus episode of Real Ass Podcast every week. Our Friday episode is exclusive for our subscribers. So if you're watching this on YouTube or iTunes, you should know that there's a whole other episode for subscribers. If you guys subscribe, you guys get it every single week. Plus, you guys get you unlock a bunch of other member benefits like uncensored episodes, ad-free episodes, plus access to the racist live chat. Benny in the Jet says, I would plug Chloe. Jace1118 says, Chloe is toy.
Thank you.
See, they love you, Chloe.
Yeah.
Nice. It's good on a Monday, too. A lot of compliments. Uh-huh. Start your week.
Chloe, you get a little lip filler, or you just got something nice on?
No, Chloe's got a little lip filler.
I have lip gloss. It's okay. Lip plumping.
Chloe, stop acting like you don't use lip filler.
It says lip plumping gloss.
Chloe, look at me in the eyes.
Your lips look very full. It wasn't
Tell me that, do you or do you not get lip injections?
I do not.
You've never had a lip injection?
No.
Not once.
Not in her face.
No. My vagina.
Chloe, you've never had a lip injection.
No, I get skinnier and then my lips look
They're
bigger.
Puffed up right now. Well, Chloe's lips are looking... Let me tell you something. Chloe's lips are looking very...
Plumping gloss.
So what? You're saying if Lewis put that on, he'd have plumper lips
by the
end
of
the podcast. I'll put it on right now.
It stings.
Please.
Okay.
Please, give me it right now. I'll plump my lips up. Wait, no, I have to do fucking four podcasts today.
Well, yeah, then you'll look good for it.
It doesn't last long.
How long is it going to last for?
Not long. Sometimes it works.
Before you put it on... Can you put my mic up? Before you put it on, can I take a picture of your lips up close, and then we'll take one after?
Yeah, before and after. Okay. Good thinking, Shannon.
Go ahead, Shannon. Go. You want to take a picture?
Good producing.
Look at Shannon. By the way, what a slut that Shannon is. She's trying to get a picture of my mouth so she can rub one out later on to my mouth.
Well, they also make it so you don't, you like, keep your lips.
No, you want to do a GIF? Do a GIF of that. Make a GIF. Shannon.
So the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
The gifts.
Huh. Giving oral herpes.
So yeah, Shannon's going to put that right in front of her fucking snatch tonight.
Yeah.
She's going to be me going, licka, 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 licka.
Nice. She's going to expand and shrink it.
Yeah, that's how I eat pussy. I just say the N-word over and over again.
You're going to, you have to buy Chloe a new fucking thing if you're
going to. No, I'm not putting lip gloss on. I'm not a fucking homosexual. I'm not trans.
It was your idea.
Yeah.
Damn, Chloe. Idea.
How do you think you're going to get build to a new demographic if you don't
it's
fucking
over.
Cut your
there
dick
ain't no
off.
New my demographic is going to slowly and
dick.
Surely but die.
Yeah.
This is it. They're all dying. It's there's no new fans. Young fans aren't going to be into my shit. Like, that's it. I have a shelf life on my career. About another 20 years before my last healthiest fan passes.
20 years, pretty good.
20 more years I have.
And you've got 40? Very healthy fans. Bunch of health nuts.
Oh, yeah, really. They are really just constantly worrying about their diet and exercise. I'm fucking, dude, my neck is jacked up right now.
What happened? Stress? Sleeping?
No, I went back to jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
I went back to jiu-jitsu and my fucking, dude, it's not good. Guys, don't go to jiu-jitsu.
Okay.
Okay.
Done.
Yeah. Ooh, there goes my day.
Well, no, I mean, look, I want to go. I really love it. It's so fun. My son goes. He just got his promotion this weekend. My girlfriend started going. My sister goes. The whole family's into jiu-jitsu now. It's fucking great.
Yeah, because they have to fight you now.
I know. Well, so they have to defend themselves. Go, yeah. So I wanted to go back, and my knees were kind of rickety and fucked up, and I was like, you know, I'm gonna try to go back.
What about your nephew?
So, I fucking yeah. I don't know if anyone's ever done jiu-jitsu here.
No,
but your body is just being crashed into and pressed on, and your joints are just being sort of like, you know, like there's no other way to describe it.
Unnatural movement. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a lot of like just, you know, on your joints, a lot of pressure and a lot of fucking twisting. And like, it's just, I feel like I've been in a car accident. And my knees already are feeling a little more wonky. My neck's a little fucked up. It's just.
Don't go so hard, buddy.
You go to yoga.
I don't know, man. But yoga, you don't know how to fucking murder people, Chloe. Wow.
Peacefully.
Now that's a yoga we got.
Yeah, but yoga, that makes you not want to murder.
You know how many women don't go to jiu-jitsu and successfully murder people?
Yeah, but all of these women walk around like they're going to be fucking like terrified of being raped, murdered, mugged, kidnapped. That is the life of a woman just in general.
Namaste!
That's it. No matter how much yoga you're gonna do, it makes you more susceptible. Honestly, if you do yoga, you're more likely to get raped because you have no fight in you. You're gonna just go to nirvana. Your eyes are gonna roll back in your head. You're gonna fucking whatever that mental state. It's not good. You need to fucking fight.
It just makes you more flexible for your attacker.
Yeah.
Have you ever done it? Have you ever gone
raped? Yeah.
Yoga.
Oh yeah.
Downward. Rape.
I don't walk around that scared.
Louis at yoga is downward facing doggy.
You do. That was good. You do walk around scared, Chloe. Stop it, please.
I don't.
I don't feel like Chloe's pretty brave.
Yeah, I don't really think about it.
You have a nonchalant attitude,
Thank you.
You know how they say, like, drunks survive car wrecks?
Yeah.
Chloe's the same way, but with rape.
Like life. She doesn't feel it.
I'm like, oh my God, he liked me.
He showed a lot of interest.
Yeah, I knew I looked good today.
But I think it's a different thing. Chloe gets like blackout drunk and will just fucking. Are you sober or not right now, Chloe?
Sober 7 months.
Nice.
7 months.
Other than a few weeks ago when you poured vodka.
Other
in
than
your
the
eyeball.
Vodka, yeah. But actually, I Googled it and it says the American Optometry Association says you cannot get drunk through your eyeballs.
Yeah, it did just burn a lot.
Yeah.
It wasn't good.
Now, Louis, you were like, I feel a little drunk. Are you drunk?
I don't know. Actually, I need some edibles. Are there any edibles in the booth?
What were you pouring it through your eyeballs for? Just to see?
That was an old thing that they would do, like college kids would do.
I remember the vodka-soaked tampons.
Yeah, it'd been
did you ever do that?
Uh-huh, of course.
And then was that a good ride?
No, it just burned.
Yeah, it just burned.
Wouldn't you get drunk?
I don't think so.
I was going to say, excellent episode of the pod. Four boys putting vodka tampons in the butt skis.
Oh, that's a fun time. I don't care who you are. There's been also, what about like, isn't boofing a thing with like coke in your asshole too?
Yeah, ecstasy.
Yeah.
Lewis has a good ecstasy.
It's
got to
work.
Story.
One of my.
You put ecstasy in your butt, Lewis?
No, my friend did, but I've told it 100 times on the podcast. It's fine. One of my, by the way, I did find the Salty Black Flower site, Shannon. It does exist. It's saltyblackflower.tripod.com. Oh, that's the old site. Oh, I see. They took down listen.to/saltyblackflower. Shannon, if you go to the photo section, there's a photo of me. You're going to find it. And it's one of my classic bits. There's photos of Lewis in the section. You'll see, Shannon, you got to click, you'll figure it out. And you're going to find a photo of me with two tampons sticking out of my nose.
I love that. Why?
Classic. That's two, a classic.
Lewis has that classic
fun move.
Lewis has that not so fresh feeling.
I had sisters. I was sticking those things everywhere.
Doggy, this was a classic Lewis
you
bit.
Were?
Yeah. You find the tampons when you're a kid. You stick them up your nose. You stick them in your ears.
It was fucking fun. It was hilarious. Just a hilarious.
Smoking a cigar.
Yeah. All sorts of shenanigans. You do a Groucho Marx impression.
It's not bad.
Like the end on fire.
In wrestling, when you got a bloody nose, they put half a tampon in your nose.
Exactly. There look at that classic fucking Lewis bit. I'm gonna look at my
like
buddy.
It's like two mice.
Look at my buddy.
There.
Look at my buddy.
Zach 1.0.
My buddy Andrew losing his mind. Look how fucking funny
He's
I
killing.
Was. I'm murdering. By the way, and a part of this was me straight facing the camera.
What is your DVD collection there? Or sorry, VCR.
That's Mallrats.
TV, is this a dorm room?
Oh, that is Mallrats.
This is a dorm room. This was my friend Catherine Kessler's dorm room.
Old Double K.
Old Double K. And yeah, we were just hanging out. We were still in high school. We were seniors in high school at this point. Hanging out with some older fucking bros.
Nice.
Sick.
Hell yeah, dude. Fucking sick.
Congrats.
That was it. That was a fucking, that was a good old classic bit. Classic Lewis. I was so funny back then,
guys. Stick him everywhere.
I was. I was my funniest probably, I would say, the eighth grade.
Mm.
Did you ever have long hair?
Yeah. Yeah, I used to have fucking long curls.
Really?
It's fucking beautiful, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, like cherry curls.
Getting like almost a Lionel Richie vibe.
Yeah.
No, no, no. It was more like, who was my fucking hair like? I don't know. There might be pictures on there, Shannon, with me.
Oh, yeah. No, you did. It was like, it was puffier than that. And he would put it in a little top knot almost.
Sometimes. No, I had like the bowl cut. So I would shave around this side and just leave the flops coming over like the curls. And they were like, it was very
terrifying.
Like Claudio from Coheed and Cambria.
I would have been aware.
Shannon, does that look like I have long hair?
I'm
you
showing,
stupid bitch.
You? I'm showing a little longer.
You don't need to show this picture.
Are you
that's okay, Shannon.
Are you on an ayahuasca
retreat? She's got my drumsticks out in the woods, man.
Do you even play the drums?
You know.
Shannon, stop showing these photos. Piece of shit.
Can't go anywhere without my sticks.
You're hugging a tree.
I just whittled these from a tree. All right, Shannon, you can go through them, Shannon. This was a salty black flower photo shoot. Look how fat I was.
Yeah.
I look like I have a big dick there, though. That was all Jean.
I would have ran
no
from
dick.
You.
Yeah, you do look like you got a fucking hammer
fucking,
right there.
My dick is literally caught in between my fat thighs. There's no dick in that photo.
Look at the, you have a rip in your pants.
Oh, yeah. I think they were Jean shorts. You can keep on going.
Oh yeah, those were homemade Jean shorts. They got frayed.
Those are big J's.
There we go.
Oh.
Damn, doggy. Damn.
Sick purple fleece.
Dude, I would have ran away from
where
the
are you?
Street.
Oh, that's in the Palisades Center Mall in like the back hallways.
J. Crew I've ever seen.
Doggy, yeah. We used to just sneak through the hall. We were like, dude, let's do a photo shoot in the back hallways of the mall.
And then yeah, you ever been in the crawl space?
Yeah, dude,
at Bridgewater Mall?
Fucking terrible. Ah, the good old days.
That was kind of a kid thing to do. You just go into fucking weird spaces.
We used to just fucking...
Is this a headshot?
Yeah, it was a headshot. It was my first headshot.
In comedy.
What were you auditioning for?
That was for Salty Black Flower.
That's not a senior.
My drummer headshot. I'm a drummer.
Oh, that was
band.
The name of your band.
My band was Salty Black Flower, yeah.
What does that title mean?
Caveman Kush says, what an unscary Puerto Rican.
This one doesn't even look like you.
Oh, no.
That looks bad. Like a
I think
fucking...
you look better without hair.
You look darker.
Well, I'm also just a fat, fucking greasy.
Cholo right there.
Just a fat, greasy Puerto Rican. Nobody wants that, dude. I can't believe women spread their legs for me when I was that age. It's crazy.
Well, how old are you?
15, 16.
You're getting laid a lot at 15?
No, I lost my virginity at 16.
Who was it?
Her name was Kristen Welsh. She's out there.
Nice.
She's got
still
some
friends.
Problems. Still got. She's got some problems.
Oh.
I talked to her on Facebook.
Welsh.
I talked to her on Facebook here and then. She's
hit
got,
you up for money.
No. But I don't want to. No, she's a nice girl. I don't want to fucking trash. She's just
you've already said her full name. And
she's this type of girl that fucking. She just puts all of her problems out on Facebook.
Right.
Like whatever's going on, she's like just spilling it all out. It's like why? Why do people do that?
Sounds like
practically
a woman.
A comedian already.
But it's like comedians don't do it. It's not like. I mean,
No, it's a level of garbage. It's shit that like there's no way
you know her.
You need to know. I know the type of person. People.
Oh, gotcha.
Everyone knows that person. You go back on Facebook.
Yeah.
There's kids from high school that just put like they just spill all the shit that's going on in their life.
Of course, yeah.
And they talk about it like their bad luck, and it's like, and it's the opposite.
It's the same girl that'll be like, "Well, we canceled our Central Park trip this year because New York has drag queens and children."
Right. Sounds like my Aunt Sylvia.
And then you'll see it'll be like they'll like be messy about like a divorce.
Yes. No,
yeah,
we know that. I know
that. It's the opposite instinct of
DMs like
what
that.
Most people do with social media, which is to put out the best shit that's going on in their life. They're
right.
The great meals they're having, the vacations they're on, the great relationships, the best angles on their photos.
It's just a different type of attention.
But it's kind of crazy. And then they go out and they'll just spill it. I had another girl I went to high school with. She's just like, she had a baby, and like, she's posting
nice.
On, she's like a picture of the baby on Instagram and the story.
Sure.
It's adorable, cute little
great.
Baby. And then the next photo is like of the father. She's like, haven't seen this motherfucker in 2 weeks. And you're like, what is happening? Like, just like, and I shit you not, like, I would go visit her Instagram profile. She seems to have her shit together, before I saw that. she was doing, I don't want to say her job, I don't want to give too much information about this girl, but she was like doing very well. It seems like she has a nice car and a nice place and like things are going well. And then you start to just dig a little bit and you go like, oh shit, she's a fucking lunatic.
Yeah.
An absolute lunatic.
Yeah.
People who overshare on the internet are just fucking.
I'll get like I'll get DMs like that from women all the time being like, hey, I'm gonna come to your show this weekend if my piece of shit husband decides that he'll watch the kids. We're going through a really bad divorce right now. Also, I'm an accountant if you need any help. I'm like,
yes.
Okay. So, yeah,
I'm number like, one, yes.
It's just like so much at once.
Yeah. It's a fucking crazy world. It's a crazy world. And there's a lot of those people. But I do. Facebook is sort of, that's what Facebook has now turned into, is you just hate watch people that you went to high school. It's the only reason to be on Facebook.
Yeah. I barely go on it.
I joined it because I was on Meta. You need it for the Meta Quest.
Right.
Like the virtual reality.
You didn't have Facebook before that?
When no, I got off Facebook. No, I did years ago. And I got off it because
out.
It just wasn't interesting. Yeah. There was nothing. It was when I was on it, it was a limit of 5,000 friends. I hit my 5,000 friends. It was like a lot of like, wasn't like fans.
And it wasn't really promotionally viable.
Yeah, it was just it was just sort of like a waste of time. And I started using social media to promote my shit, you know? And then I had to get, I got the Oculus and you needed to have a Facebook. So then I had a secret profile on Facebook while I was on Oculus. And it was just like, and it was Chichi Benson. That was my porn name.
Nice.
And then I switched it to public because I was trying to get verified on Instagram and they told me that I had to have the same information on Facebook and on Instagram. And
boy, did that verified stuff backfire.
What
people
do you mean?
Spend so much time trying to get verified and then now anyone can be verified.
Yeah, now you can just pay for it.
Yeah.
But now it's like a knock against you if you pay for it. Now it's, you see the verified blue check mark, you fucking fag.
Yeah,
you
now it's cooler to not have it.
Honestly, I did. I just secretly, I trashed it so much when it first came out, and then I just secretly did it. I was like, I want to post longer videos. Yeah. And which, by the way, I'm not a hypocrite at all. I said that. I was like, when it first dropped, it was you were paying for a blue check mark. And then they started figuring out the features that made sense. And I was like, okay, I want longer videos. I want to post full episodes of my podcast.
Sure.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I want to be able to post longer posts. I like editing posts. They did certain things that made it a little bit better. I don't know if you're any more discoverable. You probably are. Like they probably push your shit more.
Of course, you're paying.
But it's it's a business decision. I literally I stopped myself. And I was like, why am I being spiteful? Like, what am I doing? I'm like cutting off my nose to spite my face just to like I wouldn't put hashtags in any posts. In fact, I hired somebody to do my posts and I was like, don't put hashtags. And they were like, well, I mean, you know, like that's not really the way it works. And I was like, no, I like for no reason. It's just throwing money and wasting.
No hashtags.
No hashtags. Hashtags are gay. And after a little while you go, it's like if I'm going to utilize.
Do that. Hashtags are gay.
If I'm going to utilize these platforms, though, I should utilize them the proper way.
Do you think there's a whole generation now who doesn't know that that numerical sign is actually called the pound sign?
Is going to be
growing up as hashtag?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I guess you don't need it on the phone anymore like you used to. Because it used to be like, for reservations, hit #48. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I don't even know what the fuck. Why did the at symbol exist before the internet? Because it existed. That was on typewriters.
That's a good question. I couldn't tell you what it was used grammatically for.
But. Yeah, what do we know that? Or am I wrong about that? Am I just remembering it on typewriters?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it called an ampersand?
No, that's
no. The ampersand is this bitch.
It is the fancy and.
A-N-P.
Yeah.
Damn, Chloe.
But good try, Chloe.
It's a problem growing up rich, Chloe. Your mind doesn't even work. Let's see. The at symbol primarily direct electronic communications.
At the rate of.
Okay. Okay. Well.
Okay.
I was never using at the rate of.
I learned so much every time I come on this podcast.
I know, Chloe. All right, gentlemen, let's take a quick moment and thank FactorMeals.com for supporting today's show. We love Factor Meals. It is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, and they can help you fuel up fast with flavorful and nutritious ready-to-eat meals that are delivered straight to your door. This is, I mean, really restaurant-quality meals. So many options. Every dietary restriction you could think of, they have something for you. This is the way to go if you're trying to save time, save money. If you don't have a family of four, this is a cheaper way to eat incredible food.
Yep, and they don't just have dinners. It's breakfast, lunch, snacks. You can treat yourself to over 34 weekly restaurant-quality options like bruschetta shrimp risotto, green goddess chicken, and grilled steakhouse filet mignon all ready in just 2 minutes. And like Lewis said, whatever your dietary restrictions are, they have got a plan for you.
All you gotta do right now is go to factormeals.com/rap50. You're gonna save 50% off with promo code RAP50. That's RAP50, 50% off at factormeals.com. 2-minute meals to your door. Make life easy. Stop being a bitch. Go support factormeals.com right now. All right, let's get back into it. Shannon, what are we up against today?
So in 1973, the U.S. Supreme Court legalized abortion.
Hell yeah.
Legal abortion.
Still going strong with that,
right? Have you
had
an abortion?
No, I never have. I've never not.
No. Dog? No?
Never.
Get out of town.
Wow. Never.
Get out of town.
I know.
Shannon, have you had an abortion?
No.
What about you, Natalie?
No.
You look like you've had about 10.
I've had 8.5.
She's got like a punch card.
Well, this side of the room.
I don't have an abortion.
You don't have one?
Mm-mm.
You never had been with
a girl
who's
stands alone,
one?
Baby.
You got one?
Yeah, I got a body on me.
How old were you?
Cool.
20.
Yeah.
Did you push to keep it?
I did.
You did?
Really?
I thought about it more than the girl did, yeah.
Zach.
Oh, no, I would have a fucking...
Which girl was this?
I would have a 16-year-old with exactly who you think it is.
Kristen Welsh.
I would have a 16-year-old, yeah.
What? How
Angel
long...
Angel Salazar.
How long did she... Did you think... Did she find out that she was pregnant and go immediately, or was there a thinking about it process?
No, there was a didn't tell me for a while process.
I have a feeling so.
How long didn't she tell you for?
3 months.
Wow.
You're getting toward
second trimester.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Second try.
Don't worry, you couldn't
spring
tell.
Semester.
There's certain jurisdictions where it's illegal to abort that baby at that point, right?
For sure.
I think so.
Late.
Yeah, and then she was, I mean, we were also doing a lot of acid at the time, so that thing would have come out with like a foot on its head.
It would have come out fucking crooked.
Yeah, dude, I fucking...
So it was definitely for
the baby
best.
Would
have she
come
made
out
the right mature decision.
I mean, first of all, you're 20,
the
which
baby
is like fucking crazy. You're dating a fucking 17 or 18-year-old girl who fucking just isn't ready to have a fucking child.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's also, no offense, Zach, it's a girl that's dating you.
No, I got
she's
it.
She's a fucking absolute psychopath of
younger?
A gal.
No, she was a year younger than me.
Oh.
Well, no. You were dating, though.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you got a 16-year-old kid, but a fucking nice prime wife.
No, this girl was not hot.
All right.
You're upsetting him.
Yeah, no, it would have been a nightmare.
I've never even knocked anybody up.
Because then I would have
my
just
boys
started
can't
working.
Swim.
Well, hold on. If you never had an abortion, obviously you never knocked
no,
anybody
but,
up.
No, but, well, like,
he has
even
no kids?
Had like a...
No,
like,
you could have had a miscarriage.
Yeah, but I mean, like, no one's ever even been like, hey, I'm late. You know what I mean? Like, there's never even been a threat.
Yeah.
Have you never dated a black chick?
No, I only banged one black chick.
Yeah.
And yeah, but I'm like, I'm starting to worry about my swimmers.
Are you trying to have a baby?
Not currently, but it'd be nice to know that the option was there.
Swimmers?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, dude.
There you go.
Wait. Guess who'll stay?
Guess who'll stay? I just podcast.
Currently? Guess who'll stay? That was the fucking joke of the day, boys.
Yeah, we're moving upstream.
Oh, yeah, Chloe. Yes.
Now we're on. Yes. Guess who'll stay? Guess who'll
stay?
Now you're just fishing for punchlines.
It's solid, boys. It's solid. All right, let's get back to the cast. Cast?
Oh, yeah. That one went over my head.
So about...
over your head like we're jumping fish? Yes.
God, we're streaming.
No.
Follow me on Instagram. I post a lot of reels.
I'm digging it. By the way, Feehens Flaps in the racist live chat just said that she is sleeping. Feehens Flaps, so pussy.
Yes, no, I understand.
Since she's sleeping, Shannon, time her out for 5 minutes. 5 minute timeout to let her know to fucking maybe wake up, bitch, pussy.
Wait, what? Who's sleeping?
I'm so confused.
Yeah,
I'm just.
Karen's asleep.
Karen's sleeping. Right
more
now.
Fish puns.
let's see.
Abortion.
Yeah.
Back to abortion.
Karen's a doll, Finn.
Talking about Karen's
speaking
pussy,
of abortions.
Talking about Karen's pussy technically is a fish pun.
H&M is forced to pull a school uniform that sexualizes an ad that sexualized children. What is this?
Yeah, let's watch.
If you're seeing children as before we even see this. Wait.
Christ.
Before we even see this. If you are seeing children as sexual objects, maybe it's on you.
Yes.
Because I've never seen an ad where I'm like, oh, look at these sexy kids.
Excellent.
And I want to fucking, Like, let's go. So let's see the ad. Maybe I'm wrong.
Chloe's playing footsie with me.
I was going to say, so you could say it doesn't add up, but that Stephen Hawking.
Let's see. Make those heads turn.
I mean, that's kind of
in H&M's back-to-back school.
How is that slutty?
Well, hold on. But how is that sexualized?
Yeah, that's Madeline.
Make those heads turn is like a, ooh, look at them. Make those heads turn. Look at that.
Make those heads bob up and down with these young girls. What are we talking about?
I mean, that's a pretty normal school outfit, though, right? That's fucking Catholic school shit.
I'm trying to understand what's sexual about this ad, though.
So they're saying,
Chloe, you look good on the left in this picture.
Chloe, these do look like mini Chloes.
They're saying that the terminology that, first of all, like when kids in uniforms, their aim isn't to, like, quote, turn heads. And then they're saying that the look into the camera, like they actually did have to take this down.
Because they're looking in the camera?
I have zero problem with the uniforms. It is.
So they didn't care about the uniforms. They cared about these children's fuck me eyes.
Yes. Exactly.
I'm sorry. Wait a minute.
Turn and off. I don't even. What is,
and they put a price on them.
It's a Wayfair ad inside of an H&M ad.
Wait a minute. It's because these are hot children. Is that the problem here?
I think the people are having an issue. They're
attracted to these hot children. Looking, is that the problem?
Yeah, the one with bangs one is probably better in bed. You know what I mean? Yeah, right.
We're not used to seeing attractive children. No, I mean, look, they're cute little girls. They're wearing a schoolgirl outfits.
They scare me.
Yeah, it's more of like, to be honest with you, it's more
a little
of
a Shining.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of the vibe is almost more of like a Shining kind of creepy.
Yeah, Megan, yeah.
It's a Wednesday
ad. But fun. I don't care about it. Like, I don't see this ad. I wouldn't go like this.
I will say the one on the left is doing more of a Blue Steel.
Mm. Yep.
And the one on the right is kind of plain.
Yeah. Pretty fucking solid deep fake of Shannon in the racist live chat right now, I will say.
Nice.
Fucking good one. Oh, it's up. It disappeared. Never mind, Shannon. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just trying to understand what's sexual about the ad. The
make those heads turn is weird phrasing.
Is it?
For kids.
Yeah,
I'm make those heads
you
turn?
Look so good that you're making the heads turn. You're looking
well,
good
that's
to the other
point.
Kids.
Why are you
my
making
son,
their heads turn?
I put my son the other day in a fucking Fila jumpsuit with Timberlands. He looked fucking good. We took a shot of him. He had his arms crossed. He looked handsome as fuck. He
making those heads turn.
He made some heads turn that day, doggy. What is the issue with wanting your kid to be dressed nice, good looking?
It depends on whose heads are turning, I guess.
They're not saying, like, go to Wall Street and turn some heads with your
children.
That's
what I mean, yeah.
It doesn't say make those heads turn.
I'm just trying to fucking...
Some of the complaints say that the ad is pandering to pedophiles, that H&M is sexualizing children.
Doggy, the only people who see sexuality in that ad are pedophiles.
I know.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. Like, that's it.
I can't wrap my head around this one.
But then in that case, you know, then fucking only hire uggo kids. What do you want me to say?
You don't know what pedophiles are into. Some of them like
that. No, yeah, they're into hot kids. Weirdo, they're not going to be into chunky.
Nobody likes a kid for their personality. Yeah,
no, kids are inherently toy, and that's sort of the idea, I'm assuming, right? Yeah, I don't have an issue with it.
And they did apologize. They posted a tweet. We can share this.
What's the tweet?
Let's see.
It's right here.
This ad has been removed. We're deeply sorry for the offense this has caused, and we'll look into how we present campaigns going forward. I feel bad for these little girls who, like, they were so excited to be at the helm of a fucking H&M ad, and then fucking, because there's pedos jacking off to their faces.
Yeah.
They got to take the ad down.
They'll be fine. They're hot.
Yeah. These girls will.
They're going to start OnlyFans.
Now they have to, yeah, I was going to say. They've driven these women to porn.
Atlanta pole dancing studio slammed over Mommy and Me kids classes. Yeah, that's a little weird. Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank King Palm for supporting today's show. King Palm makes the best non-tobacco blunt wraps on the planet. If you guys don't know how to roll a blunt, this is a great option for you because you just stuff them. They give you a little stuffer thing, and you stuff your legal herbs inside of the King Palm blunt wraps, and they have tons of sizes, flavors. It really is just an incredible product.
This is actually what I smoke out of at home. They have ones that are as big as cigars. They have little ones. And they have these awesome ones with flavor capsules. My favorite, the Red Velvet Cake by The Game. What a great way to smoke, Lou. I cannot put over King Palm enough. And not only do they have them on the site, they're also available at every 7-Eleven.
Yeah, you can go pick them up at any 7-Eleven. But if you want to save some cash, all you got to do is go to kingpalm.com and use the promo code REALASS when you check out. That's one word, R-E-A-L-A-S-S. You're going to save 20% off your order today. All right, where were we?
Say it again?
A pole dancing kids class?
Oh, yeah, kids class.
This is a very common thing. They
do the kids get a little pole next to the big pole?
Yeah.
Probably. Maybe. I don't know.
Like I'm Dr. Moreau?
Look, you'll talk to a slut and they'll be like, pole dancing, it takes a lot of talent
you'll
and strength
to a slut.
And power. And you're like, all right, it's a whore movement. What do you want me to say? Like, you know, I'm not saying that it doesn't take talent to do it.
Sure.
Some strippers are very talented. I will tell you right now, though, I don't give a fuck how good a stripper is on a pole.
Exactly.
At
Who
all.
Who gives a fuck if you can twirl
if
on that
If you can
shit,
do the moves when you turn upside down and spread your legs, that is for women that you bring to the strip club. That is literally for the four chicks who are in the strip club. She's like, wow, that's so powerful. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Every other guy's like, hey, bitch, come down here and spread your asshole in front of my face. That's all I want right now. Get off the pole. There's nothing sexy about that. There's a great Kurt Metzger bit where he talks about the lighting at a strip club is not, it's for like the stripper to make her feel sexy. He was like, guys don't want like neon lights and all that shit. What we would want is we want no costume, nothing. We just want like a fluorescent light that's like flickering and a girl to just come and sit on the table, spread her pussy crying and just fucking
crying.
I might have added the crying.
Yeah,
that's what
I want. Yeah, yeah.
These are a single light bulb with the end of psycho.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So let me. What is this story? People are freaking out about this, Shannon.
Yeah, I can show you the news anchor talking about it. You can see a little bit of a video of it. They blur out the kids' faces.
Right now, is it appropriate for children to learn how to pole dance?
No.
Pink Pole Studio in Atlanta is introducing the art form to kids.
Art form.
Mommy and Me Pole Workshop. Video of one of the classes is creating a lot of buzz. Some people have been saying...
I mean, can I just say, pause it? With a strip club.
Mommy and
Me. Let me say this. The reason why that is, like, sexy, or it's supposed to be, the concept... is that it's she's wrapping her legs around a cock and spinning. That is what the implication is. Am I wrong about that? Am I missing something else?
I think the idea is that you get a 360 view of her.
Yeah, I didn't.
In different positions.
When she's doing that move, that woman that was wrapping her legs around it and tightly like spinning, is it not sort of like a phallic thing?
I'm sure it is, but also, does anybody here have a dick a girl can spin around?
No, but it still doesn't matter.
Isn't that like, a move?
I don't know, dude. I literally think that should be illegal.
Well, yeah, little chicks are called spinners.
Yeah, they are.
Mommy and Me.
But I mean, that should be illegal. I mean, that's what else are you going to fucking freak out about?
The Daddy and Me ones got canceled.
Well, the Mommy and Me.
It is funny.
Because there is no
Daddy.
It
is such fucking baiting, though, that they were like, can you believe children stripping? Here's video.
I know.
Yeah.
Who's choosing these
we've
fucking
blocked
pedo
out their
stories
hot
today?
Faces.
We blocked out their faces, but here's their toy bugs.
Here's their excellent child bugs.
Yeah, yeah. You block out the rest of the child spinning around on a pole. There's something fucking really, just really inherently weird. And there's like a it's not even like feminism anymore at this point. I feel like feminism sort of like shifted, but it's... There's just like, what woman is bringing their daughter to that?
I don't know.
You're a fucking weirdo feminist lesbian type
or
whatever
you
are.
Yeah, you think that I would be in
what
support
you...
of this, but it is weird to me too.
Fucking bizarre,
it's
right?
It's super
weird. Maybe they're like they're not learning the right stuff in school that's going to actually help them make money when they're
this
older.
True,
so they're
this
like,
truly
okay,
could be
maybe,
their calling.
I'll tell you what maybe. Though, you know where you want to get some junior stripper clothing? H&M has a great sale.
Dude, I'm just saying like. I mean, I got a niece. If my sister wanted her to go to a fucking
get him a gift certificate.
A pole class, that's insane. You know,
it's
even
crazy.
To be honest with you, little girls shouldn't even dance. The whole thing is weird.
I
gotta be honest with you.
Pageant shit's weird, just, dude.
The whole thing. When you go to my niece does like cheerleading, and these girls like. They sort of teach them to be little fucking sluts.
It should be a certain age. For
they
that
do
shit.
Like they do this move where. I shouldn't say, actually, I haven't seen my niece do this move. We were at the mall yesterday. We were at, there's a mall in Jersey called the, what's the one with like the water park and the ski slopes and the...
American Dream.
Meadowlands, right?
American Dream Mall. American. Yeah, it's right at the Meadowlands.
The Big Screw Mall.
The Big Screw Mall.
It's right by Bananas.
I went to it for a while ago. Years ago when I first went to it, none of the stores were opened. So it was like literally coming soon. It was just like very bizarre. It was this massive.
This is back in the fucking crawl space again.
Well, these super malls, these mega malls, I had a whole rant. That's why I called it the Big Screw Mall. It's psychotic. You go there and you'll see like the beams and then they have screws that are this big.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why. It just drives me out of my fuck. I don't like a big screw.
No one does.
Like, it's silly. Like, it's a... Don't even get me going. I'll go down this path again and flip out about big screws.
I like a big screw.
I don't like it, dude. I really don't fucking like it.
I like
it.
Little screws.
But now they got everything open in this fucking mall.
That's why I
mall.
Shop at H&M.
Dougie, now they have everything open in this mall, and this mall is pretty fucking wild. And it's all the attractions. So they have a ski slope.
Come on.
They have a ski slope that in the mall. Fun. Inside of the mall. It's open year long. You go in August. You go skiing. Snowboarding.
It's bananas.
Yeah, the fucking...
go bananas.
Banana Republic. They have a Banana Republic there.
Okay.
It's fucking crazy. No, but they have like, you know, they have like different escape rooms, and they have miniature golf, like, you know, glow-in-the-dark miniature golf, and they have bouncy houses, and they have a full theme park. They have a water park. It's all in a fucking mall. It's crazy. Why did I bring that up at the mall?
You went there with your niece.
Your niece did a move.
Oh, no, no. That's right.
You saw slutty children.
I saw slutty children there yesterday. So we were there. There was an Asian dance competition.
Nice.
Right? It was all Asians, right?
Sick.
And they were all like 12 years old, these kids, right? And the move that they were doing, they do this move that the TikTok bitches do, right?
Yeah.
With honey cutty. No, they where they bend over and they kind of like... They make one ass cheek pop on this side, and then they make the other one pop on this side. And it's this move where it's literally just sort of emulating getting fucked from behind. And I'm going, you're children. I it's just the whole thing is
but
fucking,
you stopped to watch.
I took photos and video. No, my girl was with me. She's a dancer. My son wanted to watch it, you know, and it was
very good.
It was yeah. Cool. They were very talented.
He was turning heads.
All the kids were very, very talented. But it was just some of the moves you're going like. It's just not, whatever it is, it's just...
Hold on, Dad, my head's turning.
It's just not that, like, they're fucking kids. There should be just, like, a little bit of innocence with kids.
100%.
And, yeah, just in...
Let them be kids.
In dance and in fucking... Even in cheerleading. I watch my niece and, like, I haven't been in one of her competitions. I have no idea what they're doing. But I assume they're being little slut bags. I gotta be honest with you.
Well, do you guys remember that website, Hot or Not?
Yeah.
Yeah, because everyone says that like now the new generations are like always like sexualizing everything and everyone cares so much about bodies. But it's like when we were little, when I was like nine, I was going on Hot or Not.
You were on Hot or Not taking photos of yourself?
No. I would just go on the website and be like, wouldn't fuck, you know, and I'm like,
I would not fuck you, sir.
9 or 10 years old. And I was like, gross. So it's like. Kids have been doing this type of shit forever.
Yeah, I was masturbating as young as I could remember. The first time I saw porn, I remember getting a little hard on and being like, just watching it with my, it was my sister and the three sisters that lived up the road. We're just all watching this girl's porn, her dad's porn rather, and just being fucking like turned on and being like this. And it's so instinctual. Just seeing like... Seeing anal beads being pulled out of a woman's asshole, even I had no idea what it is, no idea what's going on, but
it's
going
hardcore shit.
I was like, wow, I love this. This is awesome. I remember when the guy came, he shot. I thought I was young. I didn't even know what cum was. I was
right.
Like, did he just shoot milk out of his dick? What was that?
Yeah.
They started licking it up. I was like, what is she, a kitten?
Yeah,
this is wild.
You didn't even cum the first time you covered jerk off.
Not at all. But it was that early that I was sexualized.
Right.
And I think, I thought it was because I had a shitty mom and my mom was a hooker and I walked in on her having sex with men for money. But I got to be honest with you, like, after just being, like, going through the years and years of talking to other adults, doing podcasts, having these conversations, most kids were masturbating at 7 or 8 years old. Most kids were fucking humping the pillow, or most kids were fucking...
Yeah, you have an idea of what you think it is.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. But in whatever regard, and I think I definitely, my libido was probably a little bit out of control considering how young I was. It's not exactly as, you know, it's not as fucked up. You know, I thought I was like really like damaged.
Well, you're pretty damaged.
You think so?
Yeah.
I met this comedian and he still humps his pillow. That's how he masturbates.
Who is it? Say his name.
I can't.
You can say his name. Cool. Who cares?
Funny. Actually, I think he has a joke about it. No, I don't want to say his name.
Say his name.
No.
How old a fella?
Like 30.
I mean, maybe. He has some
still
sort of...
doesn't use his hand.
That's crazy. That's bananas.
You don't know the
to
person.
Not use your hand. To just fucking fuck a pillow?
You can use a banana. That's actually true.
But as an adult, isn't that like a...
You cut out half the banana and you fuck the inside of the banana. Remember I told you a while ago I called a porno line? And they would, the porno line, a big part of what they would do, I was a kid. I was like eight, being like, "Oh, hey, what's up, baby?" And you'd, I spent like $500, which at the time in like '89 or '90 or whatever
that's
it was,
yeah,
it's so much for not only that, like. Where'd for you, a how'd you poor have the money? Family. No, I didn't have the money. This was my aunt's house. It wasn't even my mom's house. Our phone was off. I went to my aunt's house.
It's charged to their bill.
Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. It's charged to their fucking bill. I told my family when it came in that it was psychics. I was like, I really wanted to know the future. And it was me just calling porno lines for like a month straight until I got caught. I was like every day just on this porno line at like 9 years old. And they put you in a lobby and they essentially like you call in 1-900 wet tits or whatever, right? And they're like, well, you're going to now be charged $3.99 a minute starting now. You're kind of watching the clock, like, all right, $4, not a big deal, fucking $8. And they have you waiting in a lobby with other dudes.
Yeah.
It's like 10 other dudes.
Party line.
Yeah. And the guy's like, hey, what's going on, New York here?
Is there any girls in here?
Everyone's maintenance tugging the whole time, just jerking their dicks. Being like, oh, hey, what's going on? Idaho over here.
It was a very early chat roulette.
Yeah, very just a bizarre thing of me at 9 or 10 years old just beating off with a bunch of men. While we waited for a girl, eventually, and it's a
sounds
girl.
Sounds like the racist live chat.
It is the racist live chat. That's how we built it. This is the whole concept. And then the girl would eventually get on, and then it's her job to keep you on the line. Now, I'm assuming most guys just go, oh, girl's voice, and they come really quick, because you're 30 minutes into a call, you know? But I had a couple girls, or the one girl, she kept me on. She had to be starting making my own pocket pussies around the house.
She was
like,
work.
Yo, I'm telling you, she was like, no, you have to get, trust me. She was like, this seemed to be the best thing you've ever. And I was like, all right. And then I went and I got a paper towel roll and I filled it up with petroleum jelly and paper towels.
Yeah.
And I was just like, fucking the good paper one. Towel roll. Classic. Solid, dude. Then a banana, you take out half the banana and fucking. The banana was solid, dude. The banana was incredible.
A banana fell in the microwave for 2 seconds.
Well, oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's from a show. I can't remember what it is, but that was the advice the uncle gave the nephew because the mom was complaining he kept coming in socks. I'll fix this.
Dude, and then honestly, when you see
some produce.
American Pie, when he fucked the pie, dude. Really, every guy in the ninth grade saw that and we were like, that would actually be pretty fucking sweet. It would be. But
sweet, you got it? It's pie.
Dude, fuck yeah, dude. Yes. Yeah, but, you know, and then you discover a pocket pussy eventually.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever fucked a pocket pussy?
I have, and my mom
Work in radio, you fucking, you get promotional.
Yeah.
You get promotional gifts.
No, when I was 17, there was, like, out on Route 10 in Jersey, there's those, like, porn shacks. Those just, like, dirty magazine huts.
Yeah.
You'd see on the side of the highway.
You go into the booths.
Yeah.
It was, like, there was jerk-off booths.
Yep. And I bought, like, a plastic pocket pussy. And it was not that great. It came with like lube, but it was fine, whatever. And then
it wasn't like an expensive one.
No,
it was like
no,
a $20.
No.
Yeah. It looked like a little pink fucking
exactly.
shit.
Yeah. And so I think I was like a junior, senior. Either way, I stashed it in like my hiding spot. I used to have the, do you remember the Metallica box set? It was a Binge and Purge. And it had a whole box set where it came with like two VHS tapes and a couple CDs. And it had this foam opening. You could stick it. It was like a good stash.
Nice.
Place to fucking put my weed, and I put the pocket pussy in there.
So you had a weed in the pocket pussy?
Yeah, yeah.
Your mom found it?
Dude, I came home from college. I came home from college, like, years later. Just forgot my parents were moving. So they fucking cleaned out my closet, unbeknownst to me. And I went in to look in the box set. All that shit was gone.
It was just gone. So they definitely found it.
And they never said
anything.
It's
never been spoken about.
You never brought... Bring it up. Why would you not?
Fuck no.
It's so delightful.
I don't have
to
that kind of
up.
Relationship with my mom.
Oh my god.
Pocket pussy talk? Nah.
Dude, my sister caught me fucking a teddy bear when I was 9 on the bathroom floor and I put it in my act. It might have been my closer in my first special. It was like one of my closing bits in my first special. And me and my sister never spoke about it until I did the bit in front of her. And she just fucking so beet red, so embarrassed. She won't admit that it happened. She's like, that didn't happen.
No,
how do you fuck a teddy bear? Did you put a hole in the teddy bear?
Yeah, I slid a hole in between the legs. And
oh, so you wanted to really make it lifelike.
Yeah, and I it was a really shitty teddy bear. It was one of the ones.
It treated him really badly.
Yeah,
it was a carnival.
That was the first Build-A-Bear.
Yeah. It used to hit itself and accuse me.
Build-A-Bear.
No, it had like those foam stuffings. You know when you like or styrofoam
beads almost.
Yeah, styrofoam beads. It was just like a real shit quality bear that you get at a carnival, and I used to just fucking fuck the shit out of it.
Did you just come in it all the time?
I wasn't coming yet.
Oh, that's a thing people don't. Oh, because you don't come.
I wasn't jizzing.
After,
yeah, not for like puberty.
11, 12 is when I started jizzing. Yeah.
So how do you know when to stop fucking the bear?
Because it feels it like
feels
you're coming.
It still feels like
you have an orgasm.
You climax.
You, guys, let's talk about child orgasms.
It fits with today's theme.
We go to like the H&M, like, that's wrong.
Doggy, child fucking orgasms. No, yeah, you have an orgasm. You have a little fucking like, ugh.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And that's that. Almost like a little shiver. That's it. And then when something comes out the first time,
you just don't.
The first time something comes out, it does feel better when something comes out.
Of course.
Yeah.
You're spurting.
Like, yeah. And
were you confused the first time something came out?
No, because I remembered the white milk that came out of that guy's dick.
Were you like, hell yeah?
Yeah. Does the body good. Ah.
It was nice. No cleanup.
Yeah.
Imagine being a girl the first time you get your period. Ew. That's a weird time.
What was that like?
Yeah,
Chloe?
But I feel like you're much more educated because you know it's coming.
You know, you have the conversation with your mom, or your au pair, whatever fucking you had taking care of you. You know, story time. Chloe's first period. Let's get the sexy music.
That's
on.
The Jamaican Shannon. Lady.
Let's
who
go.
Brought you up.
Oh, you're bleeding from your cunt.
So I was fucking this.
Oh, girl, you got the sickness.
I was fucking this teddy bear, and then. All of a sudden, no, it just happened all of a sudden. I was going to the bathroom and I was like, oh, you know, you first, you're a girl, you think you're dying.
Were you
or
a
something.
Bitch for Lucky. 4 days beforehand?
I don't know. I was in ninth grade.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
Probably. And then I was like, I must be smoking good weed. No, but yeah. And then I didn't know what to do. And so my sister was older than me. And so she had tampons. And then I read the box for instructions. And I just didn't tell anybody.
Put them in your nose first?
Yeah. Soaked them in. I didn't tell anybody.
No. At all?
No.
Not your mom?
No.
I remember my sister telling my mom. My mom like took her out to eat.
Yeah.
No.
It's a celebration.
Was it Bennigan's?
Ground Round?
Jenny, you're watching live right now. I know you are. Did you go to Bennigan's to celebrate your period? I'm 90% positive this bitch went to Bennigan's to celebrate her first
That's
period.
That's fucking great. It's
Bennigan's
a mozzarella
was fucking sick, dude.
Bennigan's is great.
Bennigan's was the shit, dude. 90s in New City, New York, right near Bruno's Hair Salon. Talked about that on the last show.
Look at that.
Right up the road from Bruno's Hair Salon. Bennigan's doesn't exist anymore. It's not even a thing.
Really?
Nope.
That's sad. I had some good times in Bennigan's in the Morris County Mall.
Yeah.
Where would you go now? Cheesecake Factory to celebrate a period?
Celebrating a period.
H&M.
I mean, my... Oh, yeah. My, where would we celebrate? Where are we going to take my niece to celebrate her period?
That's weird for a kid, man. I don't want that attention
We're
on
all
me.
Going.
I
we're
know.
We're all going.
Everybody's going.
Folks,
going.
She's
that's
bleeding.
That's the difference
we're
between...
We're going to Chili's. They're going to have to sing her a song.
Dude, fucking Irish, Italian, Catholics, we don't talk about that shit at all. You keep that shit to yourself.
Go to take her to Jamaica.
Red Lobster.
When I was a kid, I thought Cheesecake Factory was for rich people because it was always in the malls that had like the rich people, like Neiman Marcus and shit. Yeah. And the malls we went to didn't have those.
There was a higher. They would have. We'd have like a
the higher end mall would
Ruby
have the
Tuesdays.
Tuesdays.
TGI Fridays. Yeah.
Rainforest Cafe.
Rainforest Cafe.
I never once
ate at the Rainforest Cafe. We would rob the Rainforest Cafe of all of the change. We would take it directly from the dying rainforest. I knew where it was going. I was like, no, I'm not giving this to the rainforest.
Yeah.
This is now my.
I can put this to much better use.
The rainforest can keep all the pennies. We're taking all the silver coins.
Those were great.
That was it. In the Palisades Mall, we would go in, we'd sneak in at night, and we would rob the wishing well. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank YoKratom.com for supporting today's show. We love YoKratom. They are the marquee sponsors for Skankfest, and they support really everything we do. So if you guys are in the market for Kratom and you guys are over the age of 21 years old, you got to get it from YoKratom.com.
That's right. Stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, or gas stations and get a little bit of Kratom at a time when you can get a whole kilo delivered right to your door for just $60. They have the best customer service, the best strains, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the network.
Right now, just go to YoKratom.com. There's no promo code needed because they already have the best price on the internet, $60 kilo, YoKratom.com. All right, where were we?
What's the biggest crime you've ever done?
That's not for a podcast.
Rape! The biggest crime I've ever done? Conspiring to commit arson.
Oh, but you didn't do it.
I think in terms of the charge, like
that's
what they would have, conspiring to commit arson.
That's an idea.
What were you gonna burn?
pizzeria that I worked for. The owner of it was going to collect the insurance money. It was paying.
Oh, it was a good plan. It wasn't just like, fuck this place.
No. It wasn't like arson. Like, it was. I actually, is that the crime? Is that conspiring to commit arson? It was to the point where I'm talking about, like, we bought everything. We were on our way to do it.
Why didn't you do it?
He told us not to at the last minute.
Oh, what a bitch.
Yeah. Pizza guy.
I feel like a pizzeria is easily flammable too. You can just be like, I left a pie in the oven.
It was crazy what we were going to do.
How are you going to do it?
How are you going to do it?
I have talked about it. So I do apologize for the people that have heard this story. But it's fucking solid how dumb I was and how close my life was to ending.
Yeah.
This was my time. The time from 17 to 19, I was dancing with the fucking devil. I moved out when I was like 16 years old. As soon as I could drive, I left. And I was like, I'm going to sleep on friends' couches. I'm not going home. I hated my mom. I hated my home life.
Yeah.
And by the time I was 17, 18, I was just committing petty crimes, you know, robbing the mall, like things like...
Rainforest Cafe.
Yeah. Robbing the Rainforest Cafe. We would steal clothing and sneakers and sell them. And we would... And a big part of it was this guy who owned this pizzeria. He actually was the one who sent us to the mall to pick up sneakers and different things. And he had pizzeria. People who own pizzerias know everybody. So that's all. And they like knowing everybody. They like they like pretending they're in the fucking mob. That's what it is. Right. So this guy was like, oh, I got my guys. I'll get some sneakers for you. It was that guy. Yeah. Right. So he'd have a list of things, golf clubs, sneakers, clothes, different things that we would steal from the mall. And also in my act, I talked about when I worked at Hot Topic for 2 weeks when I was 16. They told us in that mall. They told us in that mall that if you saw a shoplifter, you couldn't stop. You couldn't touch them.
Yeah, you can't chase them.
You can't chase them. You got to call security. Security's got to call the cops, right?
The worst you can do is grab the shit that they have.
So I started robbing. Like, that was it. I was like, all right, the most valuable thing about this job is the fact that I found out that I can steal anything I want.
Tell your friends.
We would literally just go. We'd walk in, walk out. Like, fuck you. We'd literally, it didn't matter. We would barely even... hide it.
I got the Smith's t-shirt.
So what's it called? So this pizzeria, we were going to, the plan was I was working as a bouncer at
the pizzeria?
No, at Whiskey Charlie's.
Okay.
At the time. I had stopped working at the pizzeria at that time. My other buddy James had been working at a pizzeria, but I had a job at this pizzeria since I was like 14. We were delivering flyers for this guy when we were 14.
Barking.
Then when I was, I was barking. Then I was, just for pizza. Then when I was 16, I started delivering pizza for him. But this is when I was like 19. I was working as a bouncer at Whiskey Charlie's, which was an underage drinking bar in Rockland County, New York, right?
Nice.
And this was a part of it because that was my alibi, right? We were doing it while I was at work. So my buddy was going to pick me up while I was at work. I was going to go out the back door where there was no camera, right? And then he was going to pick me up. We're going to drive, which was about a 20-minute drive to the pizzeria. And then he was going to drive me back. And the idea was hopefully nobody noticed that I was gone because I was checked in at work.
Right.
I was fucking...
Not terrible so far.
It's not terrible. It's a very... It's a Saturday night. It's an extremely busy bar. Yeah. There's like 10 or 12 bouncers.
No, I just saw Lewis.
Was the pizzeria closed or were people inside when you were going to burn?
We were going to murder fucking Italians. It was going to be...
You're gonna burn the place down while it was open.
Oh, Maron!
Now we can't leave.
No, this is like late at night. It's like 11 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock at night, right? This is when the bar was bumping.
Yeah,
fucking bumping. And we got lighter fluid. We stole the lighter fluid from the supermarket.
Accelerant.
And we were going to. This is as far as it went. We were gonna leave the back door. Or James was leaving the back door of the pizzeria open. We left the lighter fluid behind the pizzeria, right? Just like in a little spot, like hidden. We're going to come into the back door. We're going to, you know, the electrical box with all the fuses?
Yeah.
This is as far as I thought. This is how little, also what a little of a man I am. I was like, that will obviously, if you light that on fire, that's going to make the whole place explode.
Yeah, it's
going to
go right
on. So, 3, 2, 1, boom.
The idea is we're going to spray that box with lighter fluid, then light it and fucking dip off. He was going to drive me back to... No, what was going to happen was there was going to be a little fire on the wall and that was going to be it. It wasn't going to be anything beyond that. The electricity wasn't going to bring the fire through the walls like I had imagined. It was the dumbest fucking idea ever.
Do a Molotov.
It's going to be like the 4th of July. Watch.
Yeah. Well, it's an electrical fire. Duh, that's what I...
Yeah,
it's
an
electrical fire. That obviously...
Boogie, woogie, woogie.
It was such a fucking stupid plan. And I was likely going to end up in prison.
Yes. Also, yeah, he fucking like, squarely.
If he would have ratted us out to the cops, and they would have had, and they would have, if he would have gotten caught, he would have definitely said, "Yeah, these guys."
That totally.
He was going to pass $5,000 each, which at the time was like an ungodly Absolutely. Amount of money. So much fucking money. And yeah, he called it off at the last minute. We didn't do it, but we were getting fucking caught. One of the Mexicans that worked in the kitchen. Caught us, and we were still going to go through with it. Caught us putting the lighter fluid behind like a thing behind the dumpster. He was like, "Hey, what are you doing?"
¿Qué pasó?
Yeah, we're like, "Oh, nothing." We're like, "What's that lighter fluid for?" He said that.
En fuego.
So wait, when the owner called it off, was he like, did he speak in code? He's like, yeah. That thing we talked about. Don't worry about it.
Tippy toe, tippy toe.
It's too late, Tony. It's too late.
The plan's in action, Tony.
You're going to kill the fucking Mexicans?
No, we were going to kill these Mexicans. We had to.
For five large.
Why'd you kill the Mexicans? We had to.
Doggy, it was fucking.
Three smalls for five large.
No witnesses, dog.
I want another coffee.
Doggy. Yeah, can you get Chloe a coffee, please?
Gracias.
Wow, amazing. Do you think he would have gone through with it?
Yeah, we would have gone through with it. We would have gone through with it. And the other closest, I was going to rob a KFC. I mean, it would have, I guess, attempted robbery of a KFC would have been the other biggest crime, right? So here's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, I mean, that's.
If I'm caught in the act, right? So I had a ski mask and a screwdriver in my pocket that I was going to, I was just happy to see it. No, it was a screwdriver, and I was going to pretend it was a gun underneath my shirt.
Yeah.
So smart.
Those really thin
and
guns.
And then it just pokes through.
Yeah. I'm like,
is that a fucking Phillips head you got?
Yeah. So, But I chickened out at the last minute. But
get it? Chickened out?
God damn.
It's a fucking good joke.
It's a great joke.
But I don't, like, this is, like, if cops had rolled up on me in that moment, I'm in the bushes behind a KFC waiting for the guy to come out with a ski mask on.
Thank you.
Like, is that enough? Is that far enough into the crime? Or can I be like, it's a costume?
It's a very lesser charge, if anything.
I mean, is that attempted robbery? If the cops show up right then, in that moment, I'm like, what? I'm hanging out in the bushes with a ski mask on.
Yeah, I don't know. There's conspiracy to rob a KFC.
Attempted you can rob on Halloween.
No, I don't think so it's even attempted at that point.
So you're just in the bushes.
You're just hanging out.
I think you're going to get off. I think they will arrest you.
A ski mask is not illegal.
Cops
to wear a ski mask in a parking lot.
Cops roll and having to screw everybody. None of this is illegal. I am totally. Handy and I'm cold.
I'm just a chilly carpenter.
Doggy.
Just have bad circulation.
Yeah. Doggy, if a cop shows up while you're in the bushes right there, then I do believe that you're getting arrested. They're going to go, what are you doing?
I mean, it's not a big charge.
If you don't have a quick answer, you're going away in cuffs right
That's
there.
That's true. That's true.
Zach, what about you?
I'm not getting away.
No,
Zach gives up.
No, Zach just goes, have you done any crimes?
Zach doesn't do crimes because he refuses to have to get away.
He doesn't want to run.
I just want the number four meal.
I pictured Lewis when you went to Robert.
Is that a crime?
You wore all black with like a knit cap and dressed like a robber.
Yeah.
And right before, you got hungry, so you ordered something, and then you went out back.
Well, also, it was the manager of...
No, KFC, not out
so
back.
It was a different... it was a different KFC that I worked at, but it was like the same owner. It was the same franchisor, and then it was the same manager. Like, that was my old manager from the KFC, the one who punched me in the face for jerking off while I was supposed to be working the drive-thru.
Oh, wow.
So, and I have this voice, so he would have just heard my voice. I'm like, hey, stick him up. I'm like, Lewis? I'm just kidding.
Stick and no one gets hurt.
Yeah, instead of a screwdriver, you'd a drumstick under it. Pretending that's a gun.
Dude, yeah, so I don't know what's more of a crime. I guess.
I'd say the arson one, by far.
Conspiracy to commit arson. If he had been setting me up with the cops, I think it would have been actual real jail time.
You're definitely his fallback. Yeah. He would have read.
He probably wouldn't have paid you either.
Maybe. Yeah, or he would have waited for the insurance money. It's like, we didn't ask for any money up front. Like, he would have he would have just sort of blown us off regularly. Because what will we do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're not going to kill him. The only answer is killing him. So we're unwilling to murder. We're barely willing to light this place on fire. So we're not willing to murder a guy. Or would we have?
Is that pizza place still around? Or was there another fire?
I don't know.
Yeah, was it a good slice?
It was a good slice. But honestly, who knows? It, like, I'm a lot more cultured now at this point in my life.
Yeah.
I'd like to think so.
But I remember it being a good slice. But I remember a lot of things being great as a kid.
That's true.
You know?
I stole a Dave Thomas poster from a Wendy's. It was like hanging down in the doorway. It was framed. And I was in a senior year in high school. I was like, I need that. You know, it was like Dave was in a Hawaiian shirt holding a burger. Sick. And you're just like, I got to take that home. And we didn't plan. It was a very spur of the moment thing. We just drove up, unhooked it. It was just hanging on two little chains. We unhooked it, put it in the back, and drove away.
And that's it.
And no, that is not where it ended.
Oh, no.
What happened?
So I was driving my grandfather's car. They would live in Florida during the winter. Yeah. And that was like my car that I drove. So the people in the drive-thru just saw us run out with the fucking poster and then just saw us get in our car. Easily wrote down our license plate number.
Yeah.
And then I'm sitting at home at my parents' house. It was a Friday afternoon after high school. I swear to God, I'm taking a shit in our downstairs bathroom, and I see a cop start to walk up our path. Yeah. And they go, does...
Wipe.
Yeah, I fucking shit more. They go, knocked on the door. They go, does Albert Martini live here? I go, no, it's my grandfather, because the car's registered to his name.
Love it.
And so they were like, well, we got a call from the Wendy's on Route 10. They said someone with this license plate number, the car is over there in the fucking driveway.
Oh, no.
So luckily my parents aren't home at this time.
Beautiful.
So I'm like, I don't know anything about that.
That's crazy.
And the cop left and he goes, all right, well, you've got to call this detective when Albert Martini comes home. And now I'm like, you know, my fucking poor grandfather is getting fucking dimed for this.
Hey, I'm Albert Martini. Yeah,
exactly. So when the cop left, I called my friend Tim, who was with me. I was like, we got to ditch the evidence, dude. We got to get rid of this fucking sign.
If they don't have the evidence, what are they going to do? How deep can they really go? Security footage? No way.
Nah, dude.
I don't even believe
it. It was witnesses. That's all.
Witnesses. There's no security footage?
They saw us do it.
Whatever, dude.
This is before cameras.
Human error.
So we took it. We threw it in a sewer to get rid of it.
Sewer.
And the Jews brought it back.
You want to buy a poster?
Just hanging in a tunnel somewhere.
Yeah, dude, we threw it in the sewer, and they started calling my grandfather's place in Florida, and now my mom's getting home. She's like, why is grandpa calling? He's all agitated. He's all worked up. He doesn't know what's going on. He's like, I don't know, Wendy. What are you talking about? And so I fessed. I'm like, we took a sign. She's like, bring it back, stupid.
No.
And at that point, I was like, oh, fuck.
It's in the goddamn sewer.
We somehow managed to fish it out of the fucking sewer.
Nice.
It was, you know, like New Jersey suburban sewers. It wasn't that deep. We fished it out, but now it's all fucking busted and broken. So I swear to God, this is how great my dad was. He put it in like a clamp, like a fucking C clamp, and glued it. And we brought it back. And when we brought it back, the manager was like, all right, looks all right. He's leaning on it and shit. I'm like, oh, it's going to fucking break.
Wow.
And yeah, we just fucking apologized. The guy was like, we were like, it was just a prank. We're sorry. And he let us go. He didn't press charges.
Yeah, dude, fucking stealing for the sake of stealing. It's just fun, dude.
I just wanted the fucking poster.
It was fucking great. It was just petty little crimes just to fuck around. You don't really think that it's going to lead to anything. I never got caught stealing. I mean, actually, that's true. I got caught stealing in New York City.
I got a citizen's arrest.
You were citizen's arrested? Yeah. If somebody tried to citizen's arrest me, just so you know, it would be them,
of course,
risking their life. Like now, it's like, well, now you're gonna die. You're trying to citizens arrest me. This is like, I'm gonna fucking kill you. Are you fucking crazy?
But I need to hear Chloe's story.
It's not that good. I was in Vail, Colorado, and I was just kicking this sign after midnight because there's curfew on New Year's if you're under 21. My brother and I were just kicking the sign, and this cop goes, "Freeze." And then he looked at me. He goes, run. So then I just started running.
What?
Yeah.
Your brother, not the cop.
My brother.
Crazy cop.
The cop.
I'm going to hunt you.
Run. And then I just started.
What's your name?
She's a kid. Yeah.
What the fuck is
that? That would be crazy.
Yo.
Freeze.
Surviving the game.
Now run.
Freeze again.
You want to.
That is rich. That is some rich white people shit. Just hunting a man.
What time is it, Mr. Fox?
Yo. That's a while. So your brother goes, run. All right.
And then I just started running, and then this cop is just chasing me through the village, and there's all these people out like at the bars, like smoking cigarettes, and the cop is just chasing me, and she's like, freeze, freeze.
Oh, it's a female cop.
Yeah, and I'm just running, and then all of a sudden this guy who's standing outside a bar smoking a cigarette just tackles me.
No.
Yeah. And afterwards his friends looked at him and they're like, dude, you're a fucking bitch.
Yeah,
like,
a pussy.
Why didn't you let her go? And he was like, oh, I thought I was helping.
Yeah.
And so he just tackled me.
I will say, I had a moment like that too once. I didn't tackle him, but I was selling Comedy Club tickets on 34th Street, and I saw just like a black kid like running toward me, and I saw cops like chasing him behind, and I just put my foot out and I tripped him.
Really? And the black kid got away.
No, I tripped the kid, and it turns out he had mugged a chick for her phone or something. But I didn't know. I had no idea. Whatever it was, the old white Republican in me was at 20 years old was still there.
I watched an entire block full of people not do that. I watched a black kid run with a lady walking in behind him like, he took my phone! And he's bugging, and I just watched an entire block of bees go. That sucks. I hope somebody helps that lady.
So, and then I remember one other time when there was a black kid who robbed a woman's phone in front of me. Like it was like in Hell's Kitchen, 47th, 9th or whatever. He grabs her phone, right? And it was me and another white guy. We're like on the block and the kid's like running and we're like, get him. We're like, we're going to help this lady. Right. So we start. And this black kid was so athletic. Like he did the move where he broke my leg. Like
oh, yeah.
He did one of those and spun just and fucking, I fucking fell down on the ground.
Just fucking head fake.
The woman, she was so disappointed. She was like, why these guys? Why would they have to help me?
She's like, never made varsity, huh?
Yeah, right.
It's all right. You tried.
Oh, doggy. Holy shit.
I love the idea of Lou's getting and one mixtape during a robbery.
Yeah, doggy. I mean, I whatever it is, when it comes down to it, I think I'm on the side of justice. Like when the shit hits the fan.
Yeah, man.
Would you tackle like a 18-year-old girl? I was wearing like a dress.
In an illegal type of atmosphere.
Oh, boy, would I. No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't tackle an 18-year-old girl. I mean, even like these days now, I think I just wouldn't get involved. I think just whatever it was, I was just ready to be in front and center. Like back in the day, if there was a fight happening in the street, my entire day would be rearranged to watch this fight and to go and fucking watch it and be close to it. If there's a crazy person, this is a crazy thing that used to be in me. If there'd be a crazy person walking down the street yelling curses and shit, like scaring people.
Yeah.
I would go and put myself on the line of fire, and I would try to walk past this guy to see if he said some shit to me.
Oh, try to get involved. Well, the guy
for no reason.
I love street justice.
Street justice. I just wanted to create street justice.
The guy tackled me, and then they waited for the cop to come, and then I'm laying on my back, and she's cuffing me. It's like, why did you
It was for kicking a sign?
Kicking a sign. Well, for then destruction of property or something.
I mean, how badly were you kicking it? Jesus Christ, Chloe.
Not that. I don't know. I'm pretty get hulky when I drink.
Yeah. So you were violent. You were being crazy kids.
Yeah, but it was stupid.
Yeah, that's dumb. So really, and is that your biggest crime?
No.
What's your biggest crime?
I used to sell cocaine.
Oh, yeah. Well, that too.
That's not a crime, though. I'm just helping people have a good time.
I sold pounds of mushrooms. Is that a bigger crime than conspiracy to commit arson?
I don't know.
I'm saying getting caught in the act.
Depends on how much weight, I guess. You got.
I mean, it depends on the state. Yeah.
Pounds of mushrooms. Pounds. Like 3 pounds. Yeah. So I got caught with 3 pounds of mushrooms.
Oh, you got caught?
No, but if I did with intent to distribute.
Maybe Shannon could do a little Google.
But back then, maybe not now, but probably most places now, mushrooms is a mass. Like, the mushrooms is like heroin. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't. It's classified the same as heroin or coke. So having 3 pounds of heroin or coke or whatever it is. It's a wild amount of weight.
It's like a level one narcotic, whatever they call that.
I'm talking about going to jail for like 10 years, like probably something fucking nuts.
I had the most amount of drugs I had at once was I bought 88 grams of coke. That I don't know if you get in trouble for that.
88 grams of coke?
Well, how much does that equal a pound? Or I don't know.
I don't know.
Sounds.
Was there 3 grams at 8-ball?
3.5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stephen Hawking's over here with the numbers.
You know, it's an eighth.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's an eighth of an ounce.
All right.
That was much of a baddie I was.
That's more of a pothead thing, though, than a cocaine.
It was cocaine.
No, I know, but an eighth is an eighth, regardless.
Yeah, it was great because it was in Texas, so we're right by Mexico.
Wasn't stepped on or any of that bullshit?
I mean, they cut it. Yeah. I don't know. You
gotta cut it. You gotta make some profit.
Every time I talk about cocaine, I miss it.
You don't do it anymore?
Not in years.
That's great. Well, now it's just like fentanyl, so.
I don't think that's true either. I don't think fentanyl is a real thing that's happening too often.
It's happening. You've had it recently?
I don't know anybody who's died of fentanyl. How many people I know that do cocaine? I know
a lot. One of my brother's friends who's just like works in finance, like a 27-year-old boy, just did it on the, like does coke only on the weekends sometimes, and he got a bag of fentanyl.
Wow.
Just like a normal.
Well, I remember there was like a phase where it was like there's some tainted shit going around.
Yeah, but I also feel like it's kind of blown out of proportion.
It's
Biden's fault.
This is some fucking
the borders open.
This is like some COVID shit. I know it happens, Chloe. Fine, you can name a person, but
I went to rehab. There's tons of people dying.
Yeah, but you're a person. You're a person that is in the world of fucking druggies. So it's gonna like I'm just saying. I know a lot of people, and I don't know anybody who's died of. I know friends of friends who have, but it's not happening so much with the amount of cocaine that's being done.
Right.
Like
right,
people do a
right,
ton of fucking
right.
blow. And it's not like it would be an epidemic if like
it's not a drug dealer's best interest to lose customers either.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially if it's like, oh, I got that from so and so. Their shit is tainted.
Yeah.
Then you're fucking out of business.
I think some of them cut it with fentanyl because then they think, oh, my stuff's going to be more addicting.
Oh,
so then they're going to get more addicted to my coke than buying other people's. But then
is there a perfect mix of cocaine to fentanyl where you're like, that is fucking tasty?
I don't know. I
Reese's
peanut butter cup. I've heard it doesn't take much. I've heard it's like fuck. I saw a story where somebody was like giving CPR to a guy who fucking OD'd, and it was like.
Yeah, that happened.
He
with
got
cops.
Fucking sick. Yeah,
there was a cop that died.
Oh, because he touched the fentanyl.
Yeah,
yeah,
those
yeah.
cops. Yeah,
yeah. Fuck that.
That's what you get for trying to save
fentanyl
a life.
Fentanyl's elephant tranquilizers, or something.
Tranquilizers.
Yeah.
Chloe said it like a cute little kid.
How adorable.
Some elephant tranquilizers.
Spaghetti.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how often it's happening, but I bet you it's delectable. The perfect ratio of fentanyl to coke. Where you like when it's done right, where it's done to not murder you,
let's go get some.
Like it's a little tiny dot, like a little.
When you put it in your eyeball, ooh, it hits. Of course, yeah.
Turning heads.
Of course, I made the whole chat become about drugs.
Yeah, but that was like a thing back in the day, right? It was what do they call it? Speedballing, right? Where you do heroin and you do coke. I mean, that's
combo.
Technically kind of what the feeling would be.
Mm-hmm.
I bet it rules.
You used to do fentanyl lollipops, right?
Yeah.
You used to do that. Damn, dog.
Yeah. Well, for a little while, a girl I knew was getting them.
Cancer?
No, they weren't for cancer patients.
Yeah.
But they came in a fanny pack with a lock on it, like a big bolt lock on it.
Was that her Make-A-Wish?
And she was like a club kid kind of chick.
Yeah.
And yeah, we would go out with them and we'd just like have them in our mouth. Like at the
and you just start, you'd start melting?
High. Yeah.
Like.
It's like being on heroin, right?
Really?
Yeah, it's like an opiate.
Oh.
It's like the strongest painkiller.
I never really fucked with opiates.
What is
one side of your mouth would go numb.
What is fentanyl compared to like, what were you taking for a little while? What was the entire Gas Digital staff addicted to for like
morphine.
A year? Shannon?
Kratom.
Oxycontin? Oxycontin.
That's your headliner.
It's like a much stronger. It's like the strongest, one that they
do. I thought Oxy was the strongest.
Yeah. No, I think fentanyl is.
Oh, the shit they gave Michael Jackson.
Propanol, I think that was.
No.
I had that shit. When they did my eye surgery.
Propanol's just a pill.
Well, no, but that's what killed Michael Jackson.
Oh, classic.
No, they did it in a fucking IV thing.
Yeah.
The propofol.
Should be
when you got your surgery. What type of surgery?
It was like an eye surgery. They put me out and they just fucking like, they're like, count down from 10. I was like, blah.
That's why I want to get
the
pregnant.
Best feeling that I've ever had in my entire life.
When I got my ankle surgery, I remember I'm going, listen, I'm a big guy. It's probably going to hit me that. I'm like, count down from 10. And the machine was beeping. And I remember thinking, 10, I don't think it's hitting. And by 8, I was singing
you're done,
dude. To the beeps of the machine. I was like, won't you take me too?
I legit get excited to get put under, like, for...
I only had once.
The highest you'll ever... The best high is when they're doing... What do they call it?
Don't you try and fight it off? Is that the
when
high?
When they put you out.
You try to be like, I don't feel anything.
Anesthesia.
You're edging
Anesthesia.
Anesthesia is a Russian princess.
No, anesthesia, you try to fight it.
You can't remember everything. Anything. I have ambrosia.
but you go out and there's like... 2/3 of a second where you're like, this is heaven. But that's all it is that moment. And then you wake up and you're like, oh, I'm back. You're like, that was fucking wild, dude. That's what I'm chasing. That little moment.
Well, when you get pregnant, they put the thing in your spine.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because I guess you can't even feel your whole lower half. And I don't understand why any women would want to do that natural.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I just can't wait to get all fucked up when I'm having a baby.
Yeah,
that's
I think what, well, women.
It's all about.
So there's complications with an epidural, like you're
if it's too late.
Yeah, my son's mother got an epidural.
I feel like my little sister just had a baby, and I feel like she was like, yeah, they don't really do that. You can kind of have it whenever now. I feel like the science has changed on that.
Oh,
because
it used to be like you can't. It's past the point.
Yeah, it's past the point. It's too risky or whatever. But I think that changed.
Yeah, it's and also it's not like it doesn't make you completely painless. You still feel it. You're still fucking
yeah.
Did you watch the birth of James?
No, I was out of town. I had a road gig.
Okay.
I had a fucking... I had to go work Poughkeepsie. No, yeah, of course. Of course. Watched the whole thing.
Was it like crazy to watch? Did you see him come out?
Yeah.
Were you like...
So the head fucking crazy. It's so much pressure. When you watch the baby being born, it looks like truly like a horrible, painful experience for the baby.
Like baby? What about the woman? Baby. Did you feel bad for the woman?
No. It's my boy in there.
Seriously? No, I mean... Yeah.
It's very traumatic. You're like, you're in the womb. All you know is this warmth, your mother's heartbeat, your mother's voice, her endorphins, her emotions, like this, like this unfound love that you feel that she feels for you without even being born, right? And you're just like, what life is just this warm sack, and it's dark, and it's
baby day.
It's baby.
The fuck is that? What the fuck was that?
Baby day.
It's like baby day.
A lot of men like pass out and stuff when they're watching
That's gay.
No.
But then it goes from being, you're in this, imagine like, think about this. Have you ever like been in like a dark room and then you turn the lights on like at night to go to the bathroom and how much like, just that.
Getting ripped.
Imagine like you're a fucking baby. You're being ripped by the head, by the skull. Your skull's being crushed. The pressure, it's like a wild amount of pressure. Your face is being fucking sucked out of this thing. Then out of nowhere, it goes from darkness to the most blinding light you've ever seen in your entire life. You don't know how to express words. You don't know what, like, this is like...
Probably cold as shit.
You're freezing, dude. You ever get out of a hot shower and do a fucking cold-ass room?
You ever get out of a hot pussy?
Doggy, and then you fucking come out into this world, and you're like, it's just like there's lights, and there's like other things that you don't even know exist. The way the mind is perceiving it has to be the most horrifying fucking thing in the world.
Yeah.
And then they put the baby in the mother's arms, and they stop crying because they have their fucking mother. It's incredible.
And the baby's
covered in cum, blood.
There's no cum on the baby.
I came all over that. It's coming out, dude. I start jizzing all over the baby's fucking
the
face.
The baby's covered
in cum. The doctor was involved.
Yeah, dude, it was pretty fucking wild.
Woo!
Yeah.
What a scene.
It's intense. It's a
Doesn't it make you feel a new love for the woman, apparently, when you watch them?
Apparently not.
Apparently not.
No, it does. You fucking, as a woman creating life.
Your son.
It's a connection.
It's a bonkers fucking thing to watch it all happen. The whole thing is crazy. You go in two people, you come out three.
It is weird.
If you understand, if you can understand, it's good math. If you can understand how nuts that is, though, like that's a really like crazy thing. Three human beings walk out of the hospital.
Yeah.
Zach, you're getting nostalgic because you wanted to keep that baby.
No, I just want Lewis to walk out of the hospital.
I want Lewis to tell me all things. I wish Lewis was my biology teacher.
Fine, goddammit.
All right, here's osmosis.
All right, the baby did not walk out of the hospital. You're right.
I just don't like that you described it like the three of you were walking like astronauts. Just the three of us.
You got the right stuff, dog.
It's like Armageddon.
Like the last scene of Ocean's 11. We're just like walking out. Oh, shit. All right, we got to wrap this one up. This has been fun. It's been fun.
Shout out
to everyone in the racist live chat.
Chip City Coffee?
Let's see. Amy Winehouse's baby daddy says either Jenna's pregnant or Lewis is a faggot. Okay.
Let's love it.
No, Jenna's not pregnant. Thank God. No offense, babe. If you want to get pregnant, I'll get you pregnant.
I'm pregnant.
Chloe's pregnant. Chloe, if you got pregnant right now, would you have it?
I don't know.
You'd abort.
Probably.
She'd think about it.
I'd live stream the abortion.
Yeah.
Gas Digital.
I love that.
Make it your first special.
Yeah, it'll be my first special.
All right, we're done. You guys are the best. Thanks for watching.
Thanks
we'll
for
be back.
Me.
Of thanks. Course, you guys are the shit. Thanks for being here. Thanks for watching. We'll be back on Wednesday with another incredible episode of your favorite podcast, The Real Ass Podcast. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.